Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management.
The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just called to say.
We're working.
We're working.
We're bloody working.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Welcome to Tuesday night. Having a good one.
Big show up tonight, Ollie.
Oh, Tom. I mean, comedians on the show. Of course, we are the comedians' second
home.
Yeah,
man.
But before I mention those dudes coming up, I'll say it now. Andy Matthews and Alistair Tremblay-Birchall.
Yeah, they have a thing called the Sci-Fi Sketch Experience.
They're doing a sketch show, which reminds me, Tom, that we're doing a bloody sketch show in two weeks and 2 days' time. That's 16 days, my friend.
Oh, God, that's right. It's happening in Melbourne. If you can make it down, we'd love to see you at the show. Head over to Facebook, Tom and Ollie. Buy some tickets.
Buy some tickets. Ticket sales are...
Should we say how many tickets we've sold?
No, they're coming along. They're coming along. As is the show. Not finished yet. But it will be, Tom. You'll be there. I'll be there. We're the stars of the show. There's two others involved, but it doesn't matter about them.
So much on tonight's show. We have to catch up in the world of TV with TV Tommy.
Yeah.
As well as Naughty After Nine. We're talking something called the No Movement.
No Fa Movement is happening after 9 o'clock.
But Ollie, on the weekend, went to a festival and I saw a guy who had completed or who had the worst job ever. I'll tell you about it up next. It's insane. And look, if you reckon you've got the worst job ever, why not give us a call? 133353. We have questions. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's the best thing. Boom, crash, opera. Good evening. Triple M's Tom and Ollie here. And more great music to come, Ollie. Still got Nirvana, The Beatles, and of course, New Royal Blood, which is good.
So much good stuff, Tom.
Oh, no, it's actually not that new. Oh. It's last year's Royal Blood. Okay. But, you know, it's newish music on
Good
Triple
try. Good try.
Thanks, mate. I'll try and do my job tonight.
Good.
Because we were at a music festival on the weekend, weren't we? Golden Plains down in the Victorian town of Meredith.
Sure were, Tom. Black Angels are playing.
Yeah.
They rocked out.
Mogwai. You might know those guys from Scotland.
Yeah.
Jen Cloa, who's Courtney Barnett's girlfriend.
The Avalanches. So, not on this station.
The Preachers.
But, you know, yeah, and heaps of good Aussie music.
Oh, it was just great. Good times. Very, very good times.
Mm.
At this music festival, though, Ollie, you'd know the toilet situation there, right?
Ugh.
It's stinky. They're composting toilets, right? So they're like a long drop, except the long drop isn't that long. It's quite short into a wheelie bin.
Is that where it's going into a bin?
It's going into a wheelie bin, Ollie. And that's why you put sawdust in afterwards, because they actually use the human waste as a type of compost.
Yeah, okay. It's clever.
It's pretty cool.
It's better than a portaloo.
You're way better.
Because on a hot day, a portaloo is disgusting.
At least
it was hot.
At least these are a permanent, you know, kind of placement.
Yeah.
But I saw a guy, and there's multiple guys actually around the festival, who I reckon have the worst job. What they have to do, Ollie, is get these wheelie bins full of human waste, close the lid, drag them to a spot, and replace it with a brand new wheelie bin.
It's not a full job of, you know, respect and authority and you know, power, is it? It's low.
I'm pretty sure these are volunteers as well.
Surely not. I think if you're moving bins of poo, you're not volunteering. You want to be getting some good perks if you're volunteering for that job.
Well, there's volunteers
do
that.
Are they sealing it up with something, like taping it up?
I have no idea what they do.
Where did he wheel it away to, like through the crowds?
No. He's wheeling it away just to a separate section behind the toilets,
okay,
which you're not allowed into. You know that section behind the toilets?
Well, you wouldn't want to go in there. No one's going, can I get in there? The poo VIP section?
But look, 133353, this is what I reckon we should do to start the show. Do you have the worst job ever?
Or have you had the worst job ever?
Have you had the worst
job? In the past, have you had the worst job? I've had a pretty bad job. It's not like poo stuff.
Yeah, okay.
It's just, it was just a really bad deal.
Yeah.
You might know this Tom already, but about 20 years old, I saw it in the paper that was like, do you want to earn heaps of cash, $100 a day at least, or hundreds of dollars a day?
You're like, yes, please.
Yes, I do, definitely. And it ended up being basically a pyramid scheme of those ticket sellers outside supermarkets.
Yeah, surprising that, with a job that says, do you want to make a lot of money fast?
And it said commission, with commission. And I was like, yeah, I love commission. That sounds great. But it was literally sell a ticket for $10 outside a supermarket to raise money for the Coast Guards or something. And you made $2 from every ticket you sold, worth $10.
How much money did you make?
I sold one ticket on the first day, so $2, over like 6 hours outside a supermarket. Second day, made $4, sold two tickets. So over 2 days, $6. Oh, I was like, nah, I'm out. See you later. And it was full weird though. They were doing the whole G up in the morning, like, all right, guys, gather around, get your tickets.
Wolf of Wall Street style.
Yeah, real weird, like pyramid scheme stuff.
But it wasn't like the Wolf of Wall Street with all the topless ladies and
All the money.
No. And all the money.
$6. Yes, and no ladies like that.
So who has the worst job? 133353. Good evening, Scott.
Hi guys, how are you?
Yeah, good mate. What are you up to this evening?
Mate, I'm just at home relaxing after work, of course. Yeah, oh, but it was my mate at the club that where I used to my flatmate who actually had the worst job in what I could ever think of.
Okay, what was it?
He worked at the sewage treatment plant.
Yep.
And his job was to have to unclog the pipes.
Oh.
Now they didn't empty it. He had to actually dive in there.
What? Yep.
With the wet suit and the tank on and all that jazz. Yeah, I'm sure he got well paid for it, but, you know, perhaps he got the proverbial, you know, load full of money for it. But,
yeah,
you know.
Shot load. So when you apply for that job, do they say up front, look, you're going to dive into a pile of poo? Or do they butter it up, do you reckon?
Well, maybe he was actually a qualified plumber, so he had obviously got the job from maybe just building his way up, you know, little pipes to bigger pipes. And you know, this was like the mega pipe, you know, for a plumber, I don't know.
Did he like it? Did he like the job?
Yeah, but we never really invited him to come straight out after work.
No. Go home first, mate.
I wouldn't either. 133353, do you reckon you can beat Scott's mate? Who has the worst job? Anything gross would be good. 133353.
Yep, back in the day, who had the worst job?
Mm. Give us a call. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, we have questions. Come as you are, Nirvana. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie, Andy Matthews and Alistair Tremblay Birchall are coming into the studio very soon. It's the comedian's second home here with Tom and Ollie. They've got a little comedy show.
A sci-fi sketch experience, it's called.
Looking forward to that.
Which we love sketch comedy, Tom.
It's in about 15 minutes' time. We'll get those guys in. But 133353, who has the worst job ever? I'll play this sound effect only once.
Very watery, isn't it?
It's not good.
It's like I made it a festival on the weekend.
Yeah, who had to empty the bins full of...
Oh, no, not that mate.
Oh, yeah.
our actual good mate.
Oh, poor TB.
TB, couldn't handle it. Couldn't handle the party. Oh, no. I'm going back to my tent, guys. Bye.
Ollie, my mate, used to have another worst job I just remembered. He used to work at a stadium.
Yeah.
Right, at one of the big stadiums. And his job, part of it, was to, you know how there's kind of like the grates in the urinals that are supposed to catch all like, you know, the stray hair here and there and all that kind of thing.
All the cakes or anything, yeah.
Yeah, well, so the hairs used to fall through the grate that they didn't catch and they used to go into this big pit down below and every couple of months he'd have to clear this massive plug. Like bin bags full of just stray hairs and like...
Say it. Come on. Say the P word.
It was a big ball of pubes.
What a way to...
Like I'm saying garbage bins full of...
What a way to drive home is to just be listening to you describe a garbage bin lid size.
You told me to say it, mate. I'm not trying not to say it, you know?
Cake of pubic hair.
Okay.
But some people do it.
133353. Who has the worst job? Nathan, you reckon your mate has the worst job?
Yeah, it was the guys I used to work with in the Navy. Yeah. So obviously you can't pump sewage or shower waste or anything straight out into the sea once it's happened. So it has to get slushed up and all the filters and if it breaks down or there was a monthly or a 6-month maintenance that had to happen on these tanks. Oh, yeah. So you used to have to dress up and hop inside and you weren't just... cleaning sewage, you were human hair, and sometimes, you know, sometimes people get busy in the shower and you have to scrape that out too with the hair and so a bit of the fun stuff and a bit of everything combined and you'd have to jump in there and clean it out.
This is just sewage chat now, isn't it?
No, nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. Tom on Twitter, Troy said, at Tom and Ollie, was setting up at Meredith one year at this festival.
Oh, yeah.
Saw the blind, the pumping of the sewage tank. A hose busted mid-pump and completely covered him.
Oh, no.
So it is sewage chat.
Daniel, who has the worst job?
A mate of mine, he used to work at a crematorium. And he was telling me as the bodies go in and they're getting burnt, he said, as the muscles and stuff contract, sometimes the bodies will sit up.
Okay.
Oh, whoa.
So they've got a little looking glass and all of a sudden the body just sits up.
Oh.
So it's pretty freaky.
That's pretty full on.
Forever.
Oh,
yeah.
That's pretty full on. For
at least it's not a poo story.
717. Oh, at least it's not a poo story. Yeah,
it's a nice change.
Little body story.
Just a dead body's moving story.
Okay, yeah, good. A little content warning, I suppose, on this would be good. George, who has the worst job?
Yeah, mate, I cleaned the old bricks at the yard, the second bricks. All day bricks, knocking the mortar off them, mate. It gets a bit boring sometimes, but I'm not swimming for poo, so.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So do you reckon you have the worst job still, or?
Oh, look, mate, I've been doing it for 6 years. It gets a bit boring, but I think it's the worst job, but at least I can lick my fingers off the smoker.
Yeah,
I'd rather clean bricks than climb through sewage.
Oh, I reckon. If you've got any more, who has the worst job? 133353, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Royal Blood, I Only Lie When I Love You. Before that, Revolution, the Beatles. Double play here on Triple M with Tom and Ollie. We have questions.
Great tunes, Tom. I mean, you can't say that we have the worst job. We have the best job, playing the best rock and roll.
Oh, too right.
Isn't that right?
I don't know whether it's a good thing or a bad thing to say you have the best job in radio, but let's just say that we do.
Don't say it's the worst job because you sound bad. You sound like you're ungrateful.
Just here, sipping a Sprite.
Having a Sprite, eh? That's rare for you. You're a healthy man.
I just need a little pep up. Don't know why.
Need a lift, mate. Don't know why.
Don't know why I need a pep up tonight.
I'm not sure. That's
strange.
Weird for you.
Who has the worst job? 133353. Matt, who has the worst job?
Mate, I got a friend of mine who was similar to that guy with the crematorium story. And he's a pilot, right?
Just quickly, Matt, a little content warning here. If there's little ones in the car or something like that, maybe turn the radio down. Because, Matt, what are you about to say?
Well, I got this guy and he was flying, he had to fly things around. And when people die, you got to fly the body back to where they're from, right?
Oh, yeah.
So he takes off one night and he's got this dead guy in a body bag in the back seat of his little plane.
Yep.
And, you know, he leaves, it's like midnight, and he's flying out there by himself. And as he gets up to about 5,000 feet, the body behind him kind of just shouts out at him, kind of goes, ah, like this.
Oh.
Yeah, because the pressure as you're ascending, it increases in his lungs, and it got to the point where it just came out through his throat.
And
you can imagine, it's midnight, this guy just freaks out. Right? He landed as soon as he possibly could.
No.
Oh, that is full on.
Not cool. Yeah. I'd quit. I'd just quit. I'd be like, not coming
just
back.
Crash the plane into the ocean. That's it. Move on.
Tabitha on 133353. Who has the worst job?
Well, in my younger day, I worked in a dry cleaners.
Yeah.
And when you clean the clothes, all the sweat and the perfume and whatever other things you've dropped on your clothes or bodily fluids are there, they come out and they turn to this black stuff called sludge.
Oh.
And you need to drag that out the machine with like a little scratcher. And then this guy comes and takes it away, and he has the worst job because he has to touch everyone's sludge.
Oh, is that what it's called? Just sludge?
Yep.
It's a great technical term.
Dry cleaners. Who would have thought they had the worst job?
Yeah, it's weird. I can't believe that actually goes somewhere. The stuff from your clothes. I thought it just got somewhere.
Would all washing machines have that then? Even your home ones?
I suppose it would.
Because I'm sweating. You do stuff in your clothes and.
Oh, I do no such thing.
What, no stuff?
At least I wash with soap, mate.
That's true.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi there.
Can you believe Ollie doesn't wash with soap?
Oh, okay, that's nice.
Just on a side note. It's pretty gross.
Well, if you knew the job I did for a living, I could believe that.
Oh, okay.
What's your job?
I have the worst job. It used to be the best job. It's the worst job now.
Oh.
And it's 24/7.
Okay. Oh, I'm
intrigued. Mother of a teenage daughter.
Oh, boom. Oh. Where's like a joke, little sting?
He needed a badum-chu.
From.
How old is she now?
She's 16 and a half.
Oh.
She's learning to drive. She thinks the world revolves around her.
Yep.
And I have created most of it, which makes it the worst job.
Yeah. You started it, didn't you?
I did. I'd like to finish it, but I can't work out how.
Yeah, it's illegal to finish it off, isn't it? No regrets?
If anyone's got any tips on how I can finish it, let me know.
Well, there's a pilot you can call and put her in a plane and take her up in the sky.
Hey, up next, we've got two comedy greats, I'm going to say, Ollie. Comedy greats. Andy Matthews and Alistair Tremblay Birchall.
That's it.
It's not the night for me. They're from the... Okay, do you want to say it?
Yeah, just comedians up next, Tom.
Great, it's Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Like the kid from Uncle Buck.
Where do you live?
In the city.
Do you have a house?
Apartment.
Or a rent?
Rent.
They've got questions.
That's my job.
Tom and Ollie. On Triple M.
Now, Tom, what we're about to do here is very risky. We're about to promote another sketch show in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It's not our own.
No, that's not good.
We haven't sold out ours yet by any stretch, so this is real dangerous stuff to even share the limelight. But we have got Andy Matthews and Alistair TB Tremblay Birchall in the studio for a quick chat about all things comedy. Boys, welcome.
G'day.
Hello there.
Okay, that's all we want from you now, because let's just play a song, okay? Yeah,
we're going to play Baby Animals, but up next we'll chat, we'll chat sketch comedy for one.
Whoa.
Which I'm hoping you're ready for, because you're doing a show on that stuff.
Sure.
This is all news to us.
Yeah, okay.
Has anyone got a pen? I'm going to start writing.
We'll fill you in, and we'll ask some questions as well, as we always
do. The boys from the Sci-Fi Sketch Experience, up after Baby Animals, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Baby Animals, Painless. That's the experience I'm having tonight. Painless. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. No issues here, Ollie. No issues here.
But you will lift, yeah? You're going to lift.
You want me to lift?
Yeah.
Do you want me to do that again then?
Please always just lift. No, you're okay for now.
Okay.
But about 9 o'clock, I'll probably say, Tom, just lift, mate. Just lift a bit.
No issues.
Tom, we are the comedian's second home as the nation is swept with comedy festivals all abounds. And Melbourne is having their festival pretty soon.
Well, it's the biggest one. It's the third largest comedy festival in the world.
Sure is. And so we are hosting as many comedians as possible. Mm-hmm. And today we have Andy Matthews and Alistair Tremblay Birchall in the studio. Boys, welcome.
Thank you so much for taking the time to have us on your radio program.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andy. And Alistair, do you want to just get your...
Oh, absolutely. It means the world to me. Thank you so much.
No worries. Yeah. Now, where's your accent from again, Alistair?
I am Canadian with 20 years of Australia in there. With my dad's Australian, my mom's Canadian.
Yeah.
I went to high school in Bega.
Right.
Cool.
Bega?
Yeah, you know, familiar with the...
Yeah,
with
cheese.
Caramel. Yeah. Yeah, cheese, that's right.
Caramel.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm messing.
But the Australian has not mixed with your Canadian accent at all. It's just all gone into a separate reservoir that you can access if required.
I go, "How you going, guys? Good to see you. Yeah. Good on you, buddy. Get out of here. Ridgey Deej, mate.
Good on you. Get out of here.
Yeah. Come back."
Now, you boys are from a show called The Sci-Fi Sketch Experience. Let me just read the blurb that I got from the festival website. Of course, you can get tickets at comedyfestival.com.au for this.
We're very proud of this, and I'm very excited to hear this out loud.
All right. On the website, the explanation of your show says, a public defecator has a message for you from the future, a breakthrough vegan technology creates tofu that can feel pain, and the extinction of bees sees the evolution of flowers that pollinate by looking like your friend Dave.
Just
from the creators of the Two in the Think Tank Sketch Podcast and writers for Sean McAuliffe's Mad as Hell and The Project.
Yep, no, that's... Yeah. And we stand by all of that, by the way.
Absolutely.
We stand by all of that.
Yeah.
Oh, it was not at all the situation where you write your blurb 3 months in advance and then have to sit down and write the show.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. We know all about that. Our blurb has nothing to do with our sketch comedy show.
Fantastic. Well, maybe we could have it for ours then.
There'd
be as much chance of it lining up. Yeah, no, the public defecator, we just... Look, that was a solid idea. That was like, you know, if somebody did catch you publicly defecating, could you reliably defend yourself by saying, "I'm you from the future"?
Yeah,
I like that.
I think it kind of went a little bit further, where then he explains that the ants took over in the future and they control all the banks, and so he's coming back to make money. And then you've got to save him. Anyway, it's...
That's brilliant.
That's not in the show.
It's not in the show. Didn't make it.
You'd be incredible to hear that, I'm sure. But yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're hearing any tension, it's because we're now in a competing space here, boys. I mean, Tom and I have our own sketch show with two others.
It's called 1,000 Laughs. You can get tickets at facebook.com/Tom and Ollie.
Do you think are we friends or are we rivals in the sketch space? I mean, how does that play out for you guys?
Because, I mean, your show goes for 50 minutes. Ours goes for 60 minutes, so...
Oh, does it?
Yep.
Hasn't been finished yet.
By the way, if you have any sketches that don't make the cut, we are accepting donations.
Yeah.
Really? No, we're fine. We're in a really good place.
Look, I think we can be peers that compete in order to better each other.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
Things like that. And then at the end, obviously one of us will be better and then the other one is forced to retire.
Well, we could share a sketch each. We could offer each other a gift sketch for your show.
Sort of like the Statue of Liberty from France. You know, like,
yeah.
Actually, I have a Statue of Liberty sketch and I speak French.
Great.
So,
would you gift it to us for our show?
That's exactly what I'm suggesting.
Okay.
Amazing. Yeah.
Can you give us a bit of French now?
Bonjour tout le monde. Je viens du Québec et je parle français.
Amazing.
Great. Well, you probably could have got that from a phrase book.
Now can you do that as an Australian?
Okay. Bonjour, tout le monde.
tout le monde.
If anything, this sounds more French.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Well, I'm pumped to see your show. It's got a sci-fi bent to it, so you're obviously sci-fi fans, I take it?
Huge.
Yes, we absolutely are. We're sci-fi people who don't have that much respect for sci-fi.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, if you can handle the conventions of sci-fi being, let's say, publicly defecated on.
I was going to say the same thing, yeah. Then you'll be cool with it.
Mm. Yeah, you might have a good time.
Awesome. The Sci-Fi Sketch Experience. Tickets and info at comedyfestival.com.au. Guys, we usually have questions on this show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, on the back of our big board here, we have a whole bunch of questions that we have not asked yet and have not made it to the show, just for one reason or the other.
They're not B-grade ideas. They're not B-sides. They're not hack ideas at all.
No.
They're just waiting there for a comedian to come along and choose one and to be asked by
so
you guys.
They're not B-sides. They're on the other side of the board, and they've been rejected thus far. But they're not B-sides.
Exactly
we'll
right.
turn the board over and ask up next, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Goo Goo Dolls, Slide, Triple M's Tom and Ollie, the comedian's second home, as we have the Sci-Fi Sketch Experience in here, Andy Matthews and Alistair Tremblay-Birchall. So hard to say after a festival.
Do you mind, if this is our second home, do you mind if I put this room on Airbnb? Or at least just store some junk here, because I got a lot of stuff in the shed and it would be great to have some.
There's a couple of big brekkie host guys who wouldn't be big fans of
that. Yeah. How much would you put this room up for rent on Airbnb, do you think?
Well, it's pretty exposed. I'm going to say these glass walls are going to turn a lot of people off, but then turn a lot of other people on. So, if you get the right clientele, we could do pretty well.
Now, the Sci-Fi Sketch Experience, tickets and info at comedyfestival.com.au. If you are in Melbourne for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, boys, we have turned over our...
Sorry, quick question. Before we get to the board questions, Tom.
Oh, okay, sorry.
You are two blokes. How do you go about playing any female characters in your show, or do you just not avoid that?
I'm going to say it's very respectful, very well done.
Yeah, absolutely. Very womanly.
Yeah.
Women love our women. It's we've had many thumbs up from women about our women. And those are the people whose judgments matter the most.
And they were real women themselves.
No, they were our women as well.
Yeah.
You were playing a woman testing out Alistair's woman.
Look, very often we'll just meet up in the morning, play women, and give each other the thumbs up.
And then go, let's get a beer. Good session.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Well, thought I'd ask, and I'm glad I did. We have got a board of ideas that we never get to on this show because we ask a lot of questions, and there are more we just can't get to. So they're all there on the board. They're somewhat dusty, but the board's been turned over. You've had a look at the board. What do you think is jumping out at you to ask on 133353?
And what are some that you definitely don't want to do?
Okay.
There was one on the board that just said, how much would have to be in the toilet for you to want to pull it out? Yeah. And I think it was supposed to say how much money, but it was left very broad and made me extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah, we won't go that one then.
So we might skip that one over. All
right. What do you want to do? What are you thinking?
Look, I'm thinking, what are you good at faking?
Oh, nice. Oh, there was supposed to be a sound effect there, and it'll probably fire now. Nah, doesn't want to. There we go.
On your Tom. Good night.
That wasn't me. That was the system.
Okay.
Just so you know. Just so everyone knows, and that's me being petty. Okay.
Ego-driven. Okay. So you've chosen, what are you good at faking? Why have you chosen this one?
Well, I am good at pretending to be a baby.
Okay. Alistair, why don't you give us that?
Okay. Here we go. Or something like that.
Yeah, nice. That's good. That's really good.
I breastfed him for 3 months.
Yeah.
Not realizing. Yeah.
You're like his carer. Yeah.
He got a lot out of me.
Yeah. No,
it was a very believable woman that he was playing as well.
Yeah.
Will that be in the show, do you reckon?
Man, it's been in every show I've done. when you have one skill, you know, you got to find different contexts to put it in.
Absolutely.
So. All right. Well, here's the phone number. What is it?
It's 133353.
There's a better way to say that.
133353.
Brilliant. And what are we asking?
What are you good at faking?
Brilliant.
Great stuff. That's how you do it, boys. Better than Tom. Less stumbles than Tom. But you had a big weekend, Tom. It's okay.
Oh, the machine had a big weekend.
The machine is struggling as well.
Okay. Not you as well. All right. I get enough from Ollie. I don't need Alistair saying that. Okay. So 133353. Give us a call. What are you good at faking? Is there something you're good at faking?
Maybe it's a sound.
Yeah.
Maybe it's part of your job.
And don't call up and say the big O. You know, we don't want to hear that.
I'd like one.
I would you?
Okay. Yeah. Belle, if you can just sneak one, our producer, just one big O call in there, that'd be great.
Well, we've heard Alistair. Andy, what are you good at faking?
Competence. I don't know what it is. I've got every single job interview that I've ever been for.
Oh, wow.
And it's a gift and a curse because I find myself out of my depth.
133353, what are you good at faking? It's Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Run Like Hell, Pink Floyd. It's Tom and Ollie, Triple M is what you're on. We'll get TV Tommy in here to catch us up on all the TV news very soon.
Yeah.
But we've got the Sci-Fi Sketch Experience guys in here. Andy Matthews, Alistair Tremblay-Birchall.
Yep. Sorry, Tom.
Thank you.
That's fine. I was just talking. Yep.
Is TV Tommy, is that you?
Yes.
Doing a character or?
What I basically do is I get comments from the Facebook pages of popular television shows and I read them out in voices. And that's the best way to catch up on TV. And of course, with I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here finishing last night, it's a great way to find out who won and what the country thinks about.
That is a fantastic strategy because I don't like watching shows. I just love reading the synopsis on Wikipedia.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you get through so much more that way.
Well, totally. Even better is the characters that discuss it on Facebook.
Yes.
And Tom does some great voices of these commenters, so it's real good stuff.
Yeah, stick around. Hey, we've asked on 133353, from the back of our board, the ideas that sometimes don't make the show, we've asked, what are you good at faking on 133353? Boys, you've picked a bit of a dud, though, because absolutely no one's caught up.
It was the back of the board for a reason.
Yeah. No one can even fake enthusiasm for the question.
No, apparently not. But boys, what you might not know is that some radio shows around the country, right, they do a fake call. When they don't get phone calls on the show.
Oh, wow.
So I need like a shock horror.
This show proudly never does that.
We never do fake calls.
We get enough great calls on this show, and you guys make the show when you call up. We don't need to fake any calls.
No.
And we're not about to start now, I don't think.
Oh, no, we would never send one of you two boys outside to a fake phone.
No, I mean, you guys get comedy, you get sketch, you do silly voices and characters.
You do it for real, you know?
Yeah. We would never stoop so low. Right. And I think thank you very much for picking the level at which we're operating.
So we would never want to fake anything like that on this show. So luckily we have got a call at the last minute just now.
G'day, John, on 133353. How you doing?
Yeah, good day, Johnny. How you going? Love it. Love faking things.
Okay. John, what are you good at faking on 133353?
Oh, mate, you name it, I've faked it. I'm faking phone calls, faking the big O's. Yeah, mate.
Great. Yeah.
You ever had any faking?
Hey?
Faking. Fake bacon.
Don't love the stuff. Nah, I love it. I'm just joking. All I eat.
You're faking it.
It's the best. Faking? Oh, mate. Sometimes I even fake eating faking.
Wow.
Could you give us a bit of that right now?
Yeah. Like oh, I love this faking. Oh, digging the faking.
So, John.
Oh, this is definitely not bacon.
So, John, did you just call up to say that you fake a lot of things? You haven't actually faked one single thing.
No, I'm faking it. No, everything's fake.
Oh, this is fake as well?
Yeah, I'm not really talking. I'm at home doing push-ups.
He's making all this noise with his thighs.
He's got a fake phone.
Yeah, this is not a real phone.
Thank you, John.
133353, what are you good at faking?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A big second hour still to come. TV Tommy, what do you own that your partner's... Oh, hasn't finished running that one on the board, but it's what do you own that your partner hates?
Ah, what do you own that your partner hates? That was me, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine, Ollie. That's cool.
I forgot the hates part.
We're the Comedian's Second Home. We've got Andy Matthews and Alistair Tremblay-Birchall in here from the Sci-Fi Sketch Experience. Tickets and info at comedyfestival.com.au.
Nice work, voiceover artist, Tommy. we are asking, what are you good at faking? And I'm 1-3-5-3.
Alistair, you've never faked anything, have you?
Me?
Yeah.
Not once.
No.
I am not.
And not recently either.
No, of course.
But we have got a real phone call here from Cameron.
That's great.
Cameron, what are you good at faking?
How are you, boys? So a couple of years ago, my mate from Newington College asked me to come play some cricket.
Yeah.
and I didn't realise that the cricket team wasn't too good, so I had to fake being kind of bad at cricket because boys weren't too good. So the first ball I picked up, threw down the stumps, and they said, mate, you might want to tone it down a bit.
Is it hard to fake being bad if you're good?
Yeah, you just pick your other hand, mate. You just throw left-handed, leave a few balls that you should be tonking for six.
Yeah, that's like me playing table tennis with Tom.
Shut up, mate. I can do way better now.
You have improved, but you're usually pretty bad.
133353, what are you good at faking? Boys, you mind sticking around for a little bit longer?
We'd love it.
Awesome. Give us a call, 133353. This is Australian Crawl. Beautiful people. Oh, it's all you, isn't it? 133353, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Beautiful people. Australian Crawl, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We're the comedian's second home, sci-fi sketch experience in here. Tickets at comedyfestival.com.au. How are you going with ticket sales, boys?
Oh, boy. I think we just hit double figures, guys.
No way. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
We're also
good.
Doing
we
a,
hit that
a,
weeks ago,
a so. Sketch show. We're panicking because we just finished writing it probably yesterday.
Yeah.
Is that a common
experience?
No need
to boast, all right? Yeah. Like, some of us have been writing in the song breaks.
It really is hard to get a show done, isn't it? I mean, people think that you just get it done and dusted and start rehearsing, but you're writing up till the end.
Yeah, it helps, I've heard, if you start before about a week ago. But that's, that's just a rumor. I think that's a crazy rumor that comedians like to spread around.
Stupid tip.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, well, if you are in town for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, make sure you check these guys out. Are you doing any touring around the country?
Not this year. We both have children now, and so it's
Our own.
Yeah, our own. Yeah,
they're ours. We're allowed.
Not together.
No.
When you say it like that, people suspect that they're not ours.
Wow. guys, we asked before who has the worst job, and we've also chucked it up on Facebook and Instagram at Tom and Ollie. There's a few highlights, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. I want to hear yours, Alistair, in a minute. But just on Facebook, this is coming through. Sausage maker. A great little comment said, I read that as the worst job, W-U-R-S-T.
Oh, well done.
Bit of a gag there. Good stuff.
James has said on Instagram, producer Bell for sure. So there you go.
Oh, yeah, our producer. Yep. Trump's PR manager.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
So the person who is Trump's PR manager is actually written in. that is a huge scoop.
Yeah. Yeah, and just said me.
Yeah.
Big fans of the show.
Dennis said NBN complaints manager.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, true.
Topical.
John said aquatic porcelain maintenance man.
All right, enough of that. Guys, what's your worst job? Alistair?
Last year.
No way.
I was feeding mosquitoes, you know, so.
What?
So, you know, like I would go down, there was like a lab at a university.
Okay.
And they need to breed mosquitoes so that they can, anyway, the important thing is that they're trying to solve dengue fever.
Okay.
But basically, my job was to come in, put my arm into a cage with 300 mosquitoes, let them all bite my arm.
No, you didn't.
What? Yeah. And then in exchange for each cage that I would do, I would get a $15 Kohl's voucher.
That isn't much, though, is it?
No, but they have to. It has to be Kohl's vouchers because anybody who's who's
a desperate enough state to plunge their arm into a
can't be trusted not to spend the money on sort of hard drugs.
Yeah. So would you be backing up the same arm into a few cages in a row?
I would do about 12 cages.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I would split it up between two arms. Yeah. They didn't let you do legs.
Why? So,
why?
It's crazy.
I don't know.
The Mozzies don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you literally legs. Come out with just hundreds of mosquito bites?
Yeah. Like my arms would be lumpy and kind of a bit sensitive to the touch.
Itchy?
But not itchy because if you can all, you apparently if you, with the problem with like what makes them itchy is the fact that you scratch as well. So if first you pour hot water as hot as you can handle over the
they're
thing.
Not itchy, but they're just burned.
Yeah.
Third degree burn.
Then it doesn't itch. And then when you feel a little itch, you just don't scratch it and it goes away.
And you have a wife and kids.
Man, I am so lucky to have not lost everything.
Brilliant. Well, make sure you go out and see these boys if you make it to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
We don't want to have to go back to the cage.
Please buy tickets.
Yeah, you can get them at comedyfestival.com.au. You can also look up Sci-Fi Sketch Experience online. Andy, Alistair, thanks for hanging out.
Man, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you
too much fun.
Yeah, good stuff.
It's good stuff. This is Tonight Smashing Pumpkins. We'll find out what's going on in the world of TV up next. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
Cheers, boys. Mm-hmm.
tonight, Smashing Pumpkins. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Loved having Andy Matthews and Alistair Tremblay-Birchall in the studio talking their show, the Sci-Fi Sketch Experience. Can't wait to see that one at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Triple M's Tom and Ollie here.
I will sneak in a plug for our own show, Tom. Check out Tom and Ollie Present 1,000 Laughs in brackets to have before you die, as well as those boys' shows, because we also have a show that we need to sell tickets to. And I do honestly say it'll be a good show. So equally, our tickets can be bought where, Tom?
You can head to comedyfestival.com.au and just search 1,000 Laughs. We should catch up on what's happening in the world of TV, Ollie.
Good evening and welcome to television.
Missed what was on the box?
Touchdown!
Just going on, lol.
Catch up with TV Tommy.
Now, of course, Ollie, last night was the finale of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
So it was, Tom. All right, fill me in.
Well, I don't actually know what happened. All I've done is gone to the Facebook page of I'm a Celeb and just grabbed some comments that were on the Facebook page.
Okay.
Of course, Fiona O'Loughlin came up first. Knowlesy, Shannon Knoll, was runner-up on the show.
Again.
Zin, I'm not sure what he thought of this, but...
Zin.
Yeah, Zin. X-O-N. That's Zin, isn't it?
Don't know.
Of course you wouldn't.
Zing. We'll say Zing. Yep.
You're not very multicultural.
Quinn.
The name of the show should be changed to I'm a Celebrity, Let's Choose the Biggest Loser. Fiona did not deserve to win. Everyone has a sad story. She just added tears to hers. Pathetic. So many other deserving celebrities, and you choose the B-grade has-been. Not happy. Angry face.
Oh, Zin. Angry Zin.
So I don't think he was... Sounds like he didn't like Fiona.
What was her sad story? I think it was a bit about the alcohol, wasn't it?
Yeah, alcohol.
Drinky.
Look, Carol was in the same boat as well. Sorry, but she has just slept her time away. She did nothing. This result is wrong to the nth degree. Maybe Shannon should have been more forthcoming with the sad tale, but he's a true, humble Aussie bloke who'd never think to do that. Shannon, you're the champion's champion in my family. Well done, Shannon. Thank God for Aussies like you.
Oh, wow. Catty from...
wasn't it?
Who was that from?
That was Carol.
Carol.
Nev, I don't think, is listening very hard. Because Nev had this to say. Thanks, idiots. Still not on in WA. Rude and incompetent Channel 10. No wonder you're going broke when you don't care about West viewers. Time to change channel. See, he wasn't listening because I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here Australia, the Facebook page, then re-commented on that, Ollie. They said, hey, Nev, and we did post a message today saying that we'd be... I'll go for take two. Hi, Nev. We did post a message today saying that we would be posting live with the show and to avoid social media if you didn't want the results spoiled. Thanks.
But also, Nev, no show goes to Western Australia. Not this one anyway.
True.
Not least of anyone. Who cares?
You're all up to date thanks to TV Tommy.
You like the fact that Fiona O'Loughlin won?
Yeah, I think it's a good result.
Nice.
She deserves it. She's a mum. She's got 5 kids. She's worked hard. What's Shannon Knoll done apart from get ripped and sing a song?
Get
a black car.
Getting
fights with bouncers at strip clubs.
Allegedly.
And what has the other guy done?
Don't
Danny
know.
Green. A fair bit. Sorry.
Triple M's Tom and Ollie. It's Layla, Derek and the Dominoes. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. What year do you reckon that one was, Ollie?
Ooh, Clapton.
Yeah.
Probably 1979.
No, it was 1970.
Oh, God.
I know. Pretty fun. Hey, look, this is an amazing story that's happening down in Melbourne.
Oh, it's evolving as we speak, Tom.
It is.
It's a live ball game, this one. We're talking about the Trinity Grammar School saga involving a deputy principal who has been stood down, fired, let go by his school, by the governing body of his school, and you'd assume the principal's involved with that call. Because what he did was cut the hair of a student in the schoolyard on school photo day.
But this is what's happening now. The students are now banding together to try and get this teacher who...
Mr. Brown goes
by Brownie. Rowan Brown, Mr. Brown. They're trying to get him back. And the students are banding together. And I love this idea that students are working together to campaign to get something.
You couldn't work it out. You couldn't work out why the students would be wanting him to stay if he's cut their hair, because you're like, but don't boys love their hair? It's true, but I'm guessing, Tom, the vibe is that he's a loved teacher. That would be my guess. And so the students are saying, let's keep him.
Well, why don't we hear it from the horse's mouth? And I don't want to call a student a horse, but we got Sam on the phone. Good evening, Sam.
Hi, fella.
You're a house captain at this school.
Yep.
Mate, what's going down at school? What's the deal?
Oh, well, it's certainly been an eventful week.
Yeah.
Personally, today was absolutely the proudest moment in my time at Trinity Grammar as a student.
Okay.
Cool. I mean, the camaraderie and support that the boys have shown towards a beloved teacher has been really amazing to see. And certainly the actions of the boys in the past week with all the events that have unfolded have shown outstanding maturity far beyond their years. As far as the protests today are concerned, I think this was really a way of the Trinity boys, as you said, banding together to support Mr. Brown in a clearly very emotional but peaceful manner.
Yeah.
And really, this is just a culmination of resentment against the school council, which in the past week, frankly, hasn't acted in the best interest of the students in the school and unfortunately completely disregarded the viewpoint of the Trinity community as a whole.
So, Sam, what did today's protests or banding together involve? What did you guys do?
Basically, the Year 12 boys over the long weekend, as a sign of disappointment and frustration, the school council's handling of Mr. Brown's dismissal, we decided that we wouldn't be wearing our school uniform today. Instead, we'd be adopting casual clothes. Now, of course, Mr. Brown was always very keen on the Trinity boys presenting themselves in a tidy and respectful manner. So we elected to dress in a more smart and casual manner.
Right.
You know, collared shirts, long pants, just as a nod of respect for a man, you know, that we all deeply admire.
Sam, but smart casual, I can never figure out what to wear with smart casual. What were you wearing?
It was very ambiguous. Well,
sure.
Many questions.
Yeah, right. What, but why do you want to keep this teacher, right, that's cutting students' hair? What's the deal there?
Oh, well, it's clear that Mr. Brown is beloved, and by all means, Rowan Brown was an exceptional educator. Many, if not all, Trinity boys have a profound sense of respect for him and certainly a level of admiration for all that he does for the school. I mean, not only was he highly regarded as a teacher who connected on a level that focused less on a teacher-to-student dynamic, but more on like a person-to-person basis. He's given nearly 30 years of service to Trinity, and to many boys, he's had a huge influence on not only their education, but I know personally several boys who he's had a direct personal influence on and changed their lives for better.
So, Sam, why do you think he's been kicked out?
Initially, when we heard the news Friday morning last week, there wasn't much detail given to why he'd been sacked, and especially so suddenly, given that they told us that he'd only been told to leave the previous night, the night before. But as Friday unfolded last week, we found out that it had to do with, obviously, as you've been talking about, cutting a student's hair on photo day, which is on the first day of school. But it's actually been really interesting because over the past few days, it's actually come out that the boy's family had already resolved the issue with Mr. Brown.
Oh.
The school council had actually brought up the issue again, and it only flared up because they chose to.
Weird. Well, Sam, have you boys ever like bound together or banded together to campaign for anything else at school, or is this the?
Oh,
this
certainly
the
not to this level. This is extraordinary. This is, for me, it's a Trinity first, and I've never heard anything like it in Trinity history of almost the entire school cohort coming together to support someone that they deeply care about.
Well, I know back in my day, Sam, we campaigned to have the marble ban lifted. So you guys are certainly upping the ante.
You were doing marbles back at school?
Yeah, grade 7, year 7. By year 8, we moved on to downball. But back in the day, campaigning is very important in school.
Sam, thank you very much for joining us on a school night.
No problem.
You're an absolute legend.
And best of luck to Brownie. Hopefully he gets reinstated. He sounds like a great educator, Tom.
Oh, apparently so. Sam's a great talker. 133353, here's what I thought for this. What did you campaign for at school? You campaigned for the marble ban to be lifted, Ollie.
Yep.
The Year 12s at my school,
didn't work, by the way. Didn't work.
Really?
No, it didn't get lifted.
Well, our campaign worked. We signed a petition to get a sandwich press in the Year 12 common room.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hungry, were you?
Yeah, we were hungry.
Boys.
I wasn't allowed in the Year 12 common room just because of the bullies. But
yeah, Piggy. They called you Piggy, like in Lord of the Flies. No sandwich for you, Piggy. But you still signed the petition, did you? And you still made it happen.
I did, yeah. I wanted my bullies to get,
you're a campaigner.
Hot sandwiches at lunch. 133353. What did you campaign for at school?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Tom and Ollie, they've got questions. We understand if you do too.
What the hell is that?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Ollie, it kind of reminds me of Dead Poets Society, a school down in Melbourne called Trinity. All the boys are banding together to try and get their beloved Brownie back.
Bring Brownie back.
Their teacher.
The deputy principal, Tom.
Oh, right. Well, they love him. They're banding together. They're campaigning. And it makes me think, 133353, what did you campaign for at school? I wanted a sandwich press. You wanted marbles.
Marbles back in town. Yeah, what did you campaign for or even protest for?
From the 1970s. Rebecca, what did you campaign for at school?
Oh, hi. I went to a fairly prestigious school in the city of Melbourne.
Well done.
Girls' school. And it was the age-old, you know, girls with short hair could wear it out, but girls with long hair had to make it, you know, neat and tidy and pulled back into a ponytail.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So we wanted to be able to wear our long hair out if we so choose to. So we campaigned.
No.
And we all wore our long hair out and we won.
Oh.
But only on casual clothes day.
And everyone got knits.
No, I never had knits at school.
Really? All right, well, you're telling us. Yeah, sure.
I just had an itchy head.
Yeah, exactly. 133353. Give us a call and share. What did you campaign for at school?
Mate, you're
Tom
a bad one, aren't you?
Triple M. What can I do if the fire goes out? Gang of Youths, the ARIA award winning, of course, recently appearing on NBC's Late Night with Seth Meyers over in the States. Ollie, pretty big stuff.
Sure.
Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We're going to play a brand new game before 9 o'clock. It's called Beat the Bum.
Beat the Bum? It's a bit like Beat the Bomb, but it's Beat the Bum.
Old school radio.
Real fun stuff and real mature, Tom.
Hey, 133353, give us a call. What did you campaign for at school?
Campaign or protest at school. And give us a call quite quickly because we haven't got much time. When you get to Beat the Bum.
Especially if we're going to play Beat the Bum.
Got to play Beat the Bum.
Of course, this school in Melbourne, there's a protest that's now entering its fifth day. They've all had a casual clothes day to try and get their beloved vice principal, Brownie, back. Good old Brownie.
Which is interesting because I hated my deputy principal.
Ooh.
Did not like the vibes.
Do you think they will be listening?
Probably not. Probably not.
Okay, not cool enough.
Private school deputy principal, not listening to Triple M.
Really?
I don't reckon.
Private school, hey?
Probably at the opera. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
That kind of character. Didn't like him.
Yep. Dean, what did you campaign for in school? 133353.
Hey, guys. We actually campaigned for a similar thing as what the guys are doing at Trinity.
Okay.
Our teacher in year 11 and 12, it was coming to the end of her contract. I think she was only on the casual side of that.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone loved her. She was well respected within the whole school community.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately got put to the end and she wasn't. And we were all told that she wouldn't be coming back at the next year.
Yeah.
And we all didn't like that. So we put up out a petition over the school holidays and pretty much the entire year 11 and 12 and even other year levels, either students or teachers or parents came back in and said, you know, yeah, we want to back this. So they did that.
Wow.
And then by the next year that they came back, she was already back. So, yeah.
It worked.
It did. It worked. We're really happy.
The power of the petition.
Pretty much. Like, it was really good. Like, obviously, she was extremely, you know, happy for that and grateful for what we'd done. And I guess it just goes to show that if you do stick to what you want and do what you can definitely change the way it's going. So I hope it works out for these guys because I've heard about it. It's pretty rough.
Mm. Oh, such an inspiring message there at the end as well.
Beautiful stuff. Change.org, you know?
Yeah, just
that stuff works.
Just do what you want, you know, if you put your mind to it.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Like you and radio, Tom. If you put your mind to it, it might work out.
I don't know.
You might stumble and make an error.
I don't think my mind can work. A big music festival on the weekend.
Ralph, you've campaigned at school.
I did. Back in the late 80s, early 90s, South Africa, surfing was not a school sport. The Great Bunch of Surfers campaigned to get it made a school sport, this being after we won the national schools title.
Right.
So, yeah, we campaigned
to make surfing a sport.
A school sport at my school, yes.
Right.
Cool.
And
yes, it did. We finally got an invite to this sports dinner. And yeah, the rest is history.
How did it work? Did you all just sort of throw up some shuckers and do a cool bananas, man?
Or billabong to school? Or?
No. Well, obviously, that's the irony, wasn't it? That's why they didn't want to make it a school sport, because they thought it was a bunch of drug-taking ballerinas, but we showed them.
Oh, and it's not? so far,
not in South Africa. It's a bunch of people running away from sharks, probably.
Oh.
Avoiding death, surely.
How sad that Mick Fanning as well is retired. What a legend.
Yeah, okay.
Did you not know that?
Oh, I heard that vaguely. I'm not really into surfing, though.
I am. I'm a big surfer.
Are you?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
I can surf.
You've got a surfboard.
My dad's a legend in the surfing community.
Yeah, I know.
And used to do the surf report.
Oh, he can surf, I know. You can't.
I can surf.
Can you?
I can definitely surf.
Show me the footage, bro.
Didn't have cameras when I was doing it a lot.
When you stood up once?
They weren't doing it. I wasn't.
You suck.
Here's what we want you to do. Call 133353 if you want to play a game called Beat the Bum. How
Beat
does this work, Golly?
Doesn't matter. I'll explain after this.
Okay, what are we playing for, though?
Playing for a Triple M T-shirt.
A Triple M T-shirt?
Absolutely, Tom.
Are they limited edition?
Limited edition Triple M T-shirt. Give us a call. 133353 if you believe you can talk smack talk. You can win a prize. This song is about Tom surfing.
It's Tom and Ollie. Give us a call. 133353. Triple M. Hey, it's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. That's Tom Petty, Free Fallen. Here's the game that we want to play now. It's called... Oh, come on, mate.
God, Tom.
Come on, mate. It's called...
One of the worst days on radio. Beat the Bum.
It's called Beat the Bum, and here's what we want you to do. Call 133353. Do you reckon you're pretty good at getting out of a sticky situation which involves...
A fluff, Tom, a fluff. This is your chance to be involved in a debuting of a segment. This is the first time it's been played. It's going to be a heap of fun.
You're playing for a very limited edition Triple M T-shirt.
It's a real good T-shirt, and right now the lines are pretty open. So 133353, don't leave us hanging. Can you talk your way out of a fart?
Oh,
you'll be tested up next.
That sounds bad.
Fart?
That's essentially
Mate, it's
what
not
it
as bad
is, though,
as what you've
it?
Been doing all night.
Give us a call. It's Tom and Ollie. Triple M, this is Green Day. Longview, Green Day, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Naughty After Nine isn't far away. Could say this is pretty naughty, but we'll be talking about the no-fap movement. Maybe you don't fap. And we'll be wanting your calls.
Naughty.
Look, old school radio here, in a sense. You know that game, Beat the Bomb, right? You know, there's different cash values that are thrown out, like $20, $50, and you need to say, I'm going to take the cash before the bomb goes off. Remember that game?
Yeah, Beat the Bomb.
Beat the Bomb.
Yeah, well, this is a new version, Tom. That's old school. This is new school. 2018 is all about taking the old and making it new. Beat the Bomb. What you have to do is not let the bum throw you off in a situation. So there'll be a scenario where if you're competing in 133353, you will need to handle yourself as the fluff appears at a random moment.
That's
in the situation. The fluff will need to be dealt with by yourself.
Now, flatulent sound effects just aren't funny in any situation.
Well, they're no, just we're not laughing at them.
We don't find fart sound effects funny.
Well, above that, Tom,
mm-hmm.
There's no farts farting in our comedy show.
God, no. And you'll never hear us laugh at a fart sound effect. Jeffrey, you don't find the flatulent sound effects funny, do you?
No, not at all.
No, definitely not. Now, how would you go in a real life situation, Jeffrey, when you're faced with a fluff that you've done? How do you reckon you'd go in a real life situation?
I'd go brilliant.
All right. Really?
Well, Tom's going to be the judge here because I'm going to be playing a scenario with you, Jeffrey, where you are applying for a job, okay? I'm going to be interviewing you for a job at a new bar that I've just opened up, and you're applying for that job, and you're going to have to beat the bum.
All right. You're going to have to talk your way out of the flatulence. You ready to go?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, and Tom will judge whether you've done a good job. The bum. G'day, Jeffrey. Welcome to the bar, mate. Have a seat. Let's have a chat.
Okay, mate.
Now, you're keen for this job, are you?
Yes, I'm Yeah, very prepared for it, excited for it, want the job.
Have you got some bar experience?
Oh, yes, I've worked in a bar for about 2 years straight.
Okay, and so you can pour beers?
I can pour beers, make cocktails, pour wine.
What's your experience with serving food?
Serving, I've run food out from the kitchen.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me, I forgot to turn my phone on silent.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Sorry, why has your phone played a fart sound?
My little nephew plays around with it. I'm not too tech savvy.
Oh, okay. You've got a nephew. That's cute. I don't mind that.
Yeah, yeah. You have children yourself?
yeah, that's really good.
That's it. Better be up there.
Oh, Jeff, you have beat the bum, mate. Well done.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You are very good in a real-life situation where you've done a fluff.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Have you ever had that happen to you, Jeffrey?
I've had it numerous times.
Bit of a farting king, are you?
Yeah, I'm the farting king.
Well done. You've won yourself a limited edition Triple M t-shirt, and you can now call yourself officially a Beat the Bum winner. Will that one return, Ollie?
Oh, I feel like it will.
That's an absolute winner, I reckon.
Absolute winner.
Naughty After 9 up next.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.